What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to the Give Me Understanding podcast. I'm the host, Aaron Dodson, local evangelist at the Washington Avenue Church of Christ in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Psalm 119, verse 34 best describes this podcast. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. This is the podcast where I discuss the sacred text and do my best to help others understand it. We as children of God are to be set apart from the world. We're to come out from among the world and be separate. We're to not touch the unclean things, and God will receive us. 2 Corinthians 6:17. We're not to love the world or the things that are in the world. 1 John 2:15. We're not to be friends with the world. James 4:4. In our great desire to please God and be set apart, and not be friends with the world, and not love the world system, if we're not careful, if we fail to focus on Jesus and how He connected with people, we can in turn be people who look down on those that are lost. And then as a result of looking down, we feel so removed from the people of the world, to the point that we feel awkward talking to people in the world about Jesus and the church. And this turns into us making evangelism far more complicated than it needs to be. It needs to start merely with our love for God and our love for others, because Jesus loves all people. Remember, we are the salt of the earth, and we are the light of the world. How we act and how we speak preserves society. How we act and how we speak illuminates Christ to others. And may God help us to remember that we are each on a mission to reach others with the gospel. And Jesus connected with others. In the previous episode of this podcast, I considered how Jesus connected with people in religious circles, particularly in His hometown turf at synagogue. Today, in this particular episode, I want you to consider with me how Jesus connected with individuals in a work circle. Now, I realize that Jesus, the master teacher, had a specific mission as the Son of God, and He came to earth not only to teach, but to live and to die as the ransom for many. I realize that. I realize we do not die death to die as a ransom for many or for any. I realize that. But we, like Jesus, are to be here teaching people in the world so that they too can come to faith in Christ as we have. Now, in your mind, or if you have a Bible open, look at your Bible map, or in your mind, locate the Sea of Galilee. You know about where Jerusalem is. You know about where the River of Jordan is. And you know about where the Sea of Galilee is in the northern area of the Bible lands we call Palestine. Jesus did a lot of His ministry around the Sea of Gennesaret, or the Lake of Gennesaret, as Luke calls it in Luke 5:1. I'll be reading in this episode from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, and we'll consider how Jesus connected with people at a work circle or in a work setting. So it was, Luke wrote, as the multitude pressed about Him to hear the word of God, that He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And He sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When He had stopped speaking, He said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to Him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken, and so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. The location of this event in Jesus' life is important. It's the Sea of Gennesaret, or Galilee. And I want us to keep in mind, in our modern minds, this was not merely a place of beauty. It was not merely a place where someone might enjoy walking down into the water and getting their feet wet, perhaps. This was a place of business. It was a place of commercial fishing, not leisure fishing. This was primarily a place of work, commercial fishing. And the circumstances of this work circle on this occasion was not a good circumstance, but a bad circumstance. A bad day of work, we might say. Verses 2 through 5 really describe this for us. Peter and Andrew were busy washing nets. You know, when people are working, they're normally, unless they're sluggards, they're busy. And anyone listening to this podcast, probably nearly all, if not all, are hard workers. And you're busy when you're at work. You know how to connect with that. Jesus took this as an opportunity. He no doubt had a specific mission, but he also knew the setting and what needed to be done. Jesus came on a bad day of work. They're washing their nets because they haven't caught anything. And so they're going to take some kind of break. Jesus gets into a boat. He starts teaching the multitudes. When he stops speaking, he tells Simon to launch out into the deep and to let down his nets for a catch. Simon responds with, We've done that. We worked, we toiled all night and didn't catch anything. This was a bad day of work. They're not only washing their nets, but they have fished all night and didn't catch anything. Nothing. That's a bad day of work. Keep in mind, they're working to provide for themselves and their families. This is a work circle, friend. This is a place of business, dear listener. And in this setting, verse 3, Jesus taught. Jesus preached. And Simon's response, no doubt Simon had some previous knowledge about Jesus. He says, "We did that. We didn't catch anything. Nevertheless, at your word, I let down the net." Jesus connected with individuals that some of them he previously had met, but notice he connected with them by going to their place of work, to their place of business, to their place of activity. He saw a need and he provided a need. This he did miraculously, no doubt, with this catch of fish. We can't do that today, but nonetheless, he went to a place where there were people he previously knew. He discussed the Word of God. He provided a need and he gave them some instructions. Now notice how Jesus worked with Peter. Verse 4. Jesus knew what to do. He knew he had the answer. The answer was, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Jesus was patient. Jesus didn't immediately come down and tell Peter what to do. Instead, he first stands by the lake. He sees the boats. While the fishermen are gone washing their nets, he goes to a particular individual's boat, Simon, and he asks him to put out from the land. He sits down. He teaches the multitude of people that are there from Simon's boat. When he's done speaking, he addresses Simon specifically. Now, dear listener, I'm not saying that we can model everything exactly the way Jesus did it here. But if we break these passages down and we think and we meditate and we're willing to learn, one of the things that I think we learn is that Jesus worked this opportunity at a work setting strategically. He thought about Simon and what Simon needed and when was an opportune time to speak to him privately or specifically. And he no doubt spoke to Simon's need at that time. Simon answered and said, "Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing." Jesus knew Peter was going to say this. And Jesus dealt with the excuse. The excuse was, "We've already done that," but Jesus said, "Do what I'm telling you to do." And notice how Jesus worked with him. He had the answer, but he worked the opportunity, he worked the situation, he was patient, and then he spoke up. And he spoke the things that Peter needed to hear. Verse 5, Peter's response, "Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." So Jesus had already built enough with him in relationship and in teaching, and no doubt Jesus' miracles, that he did what Jesus said. And the result is that Peter not only forsook all and followed, but others were affected. Somebody might say, you might think, and I've thought this, well, but this was merely because of a miracle. I don't believe that anymore. Yes, it included that. No doubt, this miraculous catch of fish opened their eyes. But the way Jesus handled himself, the way Jesus treated them, the way Jesus taught them, the way he met their needs with the Word of God, was ultimately what made the difference. So when they had brought their boats to land, verse 11, they forsook all. And so in a work setting, Jesus, on a bad day of work, was able to draw people to God, to himself. And all of this shows that they needed God. They needed the gospel. They needed the truth, and Jesus gave them the opportunity to hear it, even in a work circle. And notice verse 10. Jesus said, "From now on, you will catch people. You will catch men." He gave them this divine mission. This mission to not merely catch fish, but to bring people to Jesus by fishing for them. And having said that, I'll say this. We know that many will not hear us as we seek to bring them to Jesus. Some will not respond as Peter, Andrew, James, and John did on this occasion. But some will. And Jesus, as he charged them to fish for people, so he has charged us the same in the great commission that he gave prior to his ascension, as recorded in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. We are to fish for people. And sometimes it can be successful even in a work circle. And even if we do not see the fruition of the seeds that we plant, even when we're at work, we can plant seeds. We can, on a bad day even, plant the seeds of God's word. Even when people are busy, we can treat them kindly. We cannot return evil for evil. Instead of doing that, we can bless those who curse us. And we can pray for those who despitefully use us, or who spitefully use us, excuse me. We can love them. And we can say things to them from God's word of how God loves them and how God wants them to come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved, and how Jesus died for them. And we can point them to the passages that will help them to know what they need to do to be saved. And when they have excuses like, "We did that, we toiled all night and didn't catch anything," if they say things like, "Well, I've already been baptized," or "I've already become a Christian," and we know based on our experience with them that they are not a Christian, that they do not believe in the one Son of God and the one Church of God, we can be patient and use the word, as did Jesus, the words that they need to hear, and plant those seeds into their heart. Jesus dealt with the excuses, and this is only one example. There are many examples that could be referenced. But Jesus connected with them. He didn't go down there to the Sea of Galilee, he didn't go down there to get them told. He went down there to draw them to him. And it shows that they needed the gospel. They needed Jesus. And Jesus gave them the opportunity to come to him. And we need to do the same for ourselves. We need to come to Jesus. And we need to hear Jesus in his written word. And we need to obey his written word. And we need to remember that people in work settings and in work circles need to hear the truth. And we need to give them the opportunity. In work circles, often we do not have much time. So I would encourage you to pray for wisdom, study God's word, and give them snippets of God's word. And then open your life and your schedule, even your home, even your Friday night plans, to be with these co-workers so that you might be able to further engage them in more detail regarding Jesus and the gospel. I'm not encouraging anyone while on the job, doing the job for an employer, to forsake that work. But you can, as you're working, you can, I can, teach the gospel to others, little by little. People are watching and listening. And these individuals on this occasion heard Jesus, and they followed. Thanks for tuning in to the Give Me Understanding podcast. I hope this episode of Jesus connecting with others in work circles has been useful to you. If it has been, please consider sharing it with others. Share the Podbean channel, the Podbean episode of the Give Me Understanding podcast. This podcast can be found by typing in Aaron J. Dodson Podcast. God bless, and we'll catch you next time.